Father, this morning we thank you for your word because your word is the truth. Swamini Bhangi Vachaniya Satyai Swamini. And Father, this morning we ask that your Holy Spirit will reveal your word to us. Lord, let not only reveal, but let your word take root in us. And Lord, let your word grow in us. Lord, we ask God that you will take away every disturbance, every hindrance to us receiving the very fullness of your word this morning. Give us revelation, Lord. Let us hear what the Holy Spirit would be telling us this morning. Not just what I speak, but let us hear what the Holy Spirit will speak to us this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen. You know, it's so important that you just don't hear what I say. Or when anyone speaks, you just don't hear what that person preaches. But you hear what the Holy Spirit speaks to you personally using that word. And turn with me to Luke chapter 22, verse 31 to 34. Api Luke subaranche visidevana parichchede tis ekesita tis hatra dakwa api ada balanne yanawa. Luke 22, 31 to 34. Luke visideke tis ekesita tis hatra dakwa. This morning I want to share with you on something I shared 2 weeks ago on touching people. Remember? Touching others. Matakada mama deshana kara. Annaya spasha kirim. And this morning I want to continue on that. Being able and really, you know, asking the Holy Spirit to give us a revelation on this. On touching someone else for the kingdom, for eternity. And I believe this is, it's not just a message for today, but it's also for living waters, for all of us in the journey that we are going. May adha dawasata pamanak deshanawak neveth ape gamane gamana kerehi deviyan wahanse ape swabawa katiyata geneyana gamane gamanata unwahansege maga penwimak. Verse 31, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brothers. But he said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death. And he said, I tell you, Peter, the rooster shall not crow this day before you will deny me 3 times that you don't know me. Singhalinki one other. We know this story. We have read it many times, and sometimes we say, "Yo, Peter, you know, how come?" But you know, I believe if we were in that position, we may have done the same thing. But what I want to share with you this morning is really about choosing to touch someone else, choosing to make a difference in someone else's life. Adha man deshana karanne oba samaga oba thora gannone thawa kenekge jeevithe wenas wimak genenna. And last Friday, we watched a bit of Joyce Meyer's teaching. And, you know, she said, choose to do something great today. She said that. Yakiwa, adha oba thora ganna mahat balawat deyak karanna. And I believe the greatest thing that we can choose any day is to touch someone else's life through Jesus. And, you know, we live in a very selfish world. The world revolves around me, myself, and I. That's the holy trinity of me. Me, myself, and I. Apin loke harima atmatakami lokeak. Mama, saha mama gana tama hitanne. And, you know, here is Jesus, you know, few hours before his arrest. You know, in the next 24 hours, he's going to be crucified. He's going to die. And in that situation, what I saw here was how Jesus took time to pray for his disciples. Yesus wahansege antim kaaleme unwanse thawa paya ganakin thawa merenna yanawa attadanguwada gannawa kurusipat wenawa me ena paya 24 tula oy ye mata metana dakke Yesus wahanseeta kohomada e පැරෑරුම් තත්ත්වය මධ්‍යෙහි උන්වහන්සේට වෙලාව තිබ්බා ගෝලයන් සහ පේත්‍රස් වෙනුවෙන් යාඥා කරන්න. And you know, Jesus had took time to pray for Peter. All right, and which is amazing. When people go through problems, they hardly think of someone else. And that's our fallen nature. Right? Ape vetunu swabhavayak hitanne api prashnayak yanakota mama thawa ekkenek gana hitanne. Hitanne ka ganeda? Mama gana. Eha gedara balla gana hitanne. Right? We don't think of the next door dog. We think of me. We think, oh, how poor, how I'm going through. Nobody cares about me. Ma balanna kawuruth man gana salakanne. Balanna kawuruth mata katha karanne ne. Anyone felt that at one time or another in your life? But amazingly, at a period when Jesus was going through hardship in suffering and death, he finds time to pray for the disciples. And you know, that's amazing. That Jesus, even at the point of death, was concerned about his disciples. About the welfare of his disciples. About the safety of his disciples. That's the heart of Jesus. Jesus wants to say, "What is it?" Marane asanna hitiyat unwanse baluwe mage golayan ge yahapata kerehi. Owun kohomada inne? Petrus unwanse wa tevarak danne kiyala kiyanna yanawa. Unwanse ohuwenu yaaknya kara. You know, Jesus took time to do that. And this is what I personally believe, that he was more focused on the disciples and everyone else than himself. Jesus was more focused in praying for the others. We see him praying for himself later, but he was more focused on making sure that everyone was okay. Unwansege aramuna tibbe anithaya yahapage yahapata kerehi. Even on the cross, whom was Jesus thinking about? Himself? He was thinking about the very people who even crucified him. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." Kurusiyet unwahanse monada kaag kaag kaadesada baluwe annaya gana unwahansada gal gahapu ena gahapu kurusipat karapu kattiya wenuwen unwahanse etana yaaknya karanawa swamini mounta samawa denna un danne neha unta therumak neha un monada metana karanne kiyala. Amazing. I don't know whether you've seen that aspect of Jesus. That his heart, you know, that's what love is about. You heard an amazing message last Sunday from Krishani about love. See, love is about somebody else. Love is not about yourself. Love is about being there for someone else. Premiya kiyanne tava kenek kerehi mama sitaganna one kiyana ekai. And, you know, Jesus did not lose sight of others even though he was going through hardship. Jesus wahanse an ayawa amataka une na unwahanse prashnayak madin yanakota. Some of us, we forget that there are people around us, and that's what our fallen nature does. It says, "Look at me, look at me, look at me." You know when children grow up, whom do they say, "Look at me"? Podi lamai nagilana kiyana man diha balanna me man diha balanna. So when we are big girls, we are saying, "Look at me when I go through problems." Yes? Everyone's silent. See, Jesus was not consumed by his problem. He was not consumed feeling sorry for himself. Right? Jesus wahanse ohuge prashnayen velune ne. That's the only translation I know. Velune ne hai e prashnayen. Unwanse kiyuwena balanna mam balanna me golayan mung wadan ne. He didn't say, "Look at Peter, how dare he deny me? I'm going through all this." He didn't say that. He was praying for Peter because he knew that Peter would fall. And he said, "Peter, when you come back, strengthen your brothers." So Jesus had already seen what was going to happen. He said, "When you come back, strengthen them." He was not consumed by this. Unwanse ge prashne hinda lokaya unwanse wen kare gatte naha.
How often that happens to people?
කොච්චර වෙනවද ඒක මිනිස්සුන්ට? You know, so often that the world seems far away when my world begins to fall.
මගේ ලෝකය වැටෙන්න පටන් ගත්තාම ලෝකය මට දුරස්ථානයක් හැටියට පේන්නේ.
I'm not going to call anybody. I'm just going to close myself up. මම වසා ගන්නවා මම. I'll get into a box and I will just wait in the darkness. Sometimes we don't even want to open our curtains at home. Yes? I know. That's that fallen nature about me. Because we don't want to reach out, but we want others. Hold on, listen to this. We want others to care about us. But we don't want to care about anybody else. When I am going through a hard problem. And you had to ask yourself, why is that? That doesn't match up.
මම ප්‍රශ්නයක් යනකොට ඔක්කොමල මං ගැන සලකන්න ඕනේ මට කෝල් කරන්න ඕනේ මට මේ මට ඇවිල්ලා මාව සනසන්න ඕනේ ඒ මම නම් තාව බල්ලෙක්වත් සනසන්න යන්නේ නැහැ
අපි හිතන්න ඕනේ ඇයි ඒ as Jesus said you know do to others what you want them to do to you so if you want to be cared for Even if you have a problem or not, you reach out and touch them. That's the example Jesus set for us. We may say, well, he's Jesus. Well, Christ in me is the hope of glory. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's just that we make an excuse.
අපි නිදහසට කරුණු දෙනවා. මට වෙලා නැහැ.
And it's a bit of a hard message today, but I had to first speak to myself. I don't have time. You know what? If you don't have time, make time. Make time. That's the only solution you have. Because when we say, I don't have time, you will never have time. And you will invest in place your time into things that are not necessary. Did Jesus ever say he didn't have the time for people? No. We say that. අපි තමයි කියන්නේ. Jesus only had 3.5 years and he had time for people. And it's all about I want to be there for someone else. I want to be the heart of Jesus to someone else.
මට යේසුස් වහන්සේගේ හදවත වෙන්න ඕනේ. තව කෙනෙක් කෙරෙහි.
See, the principle that Jesus sets before us is very simple. Yesus wahanse apa wenuen deela thibana pratipattiya saralai. Pray for others irrespective of what you are going through. Be there for others no matter what you are going through. Anna wenuen inda oba yana prashne gena neve. Tawa kenek atha denna ඔබට හැංගින දේ මත නෙවෙයි. You know, give your hand, reach your hand, touch somebody. It's not about what you're feeling. But it's choosing to be the hands and feet of Jesus. If not, we will never do that. We will never be there for somebody. How many of you came to know Jesus because someone spoke to you about it? Put your hand up. Don't worry, just put your hand up. How many of you came to Jesus because someone told you about him? Yes, almost, you know, just look around. They took the time. They took the time to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And what happens is that we have filled our lives with so many things. අපේ ජීවිත අපි නොයෙකුත් දේවල් වලින් වට කරගෙන තියෙනවා හින්දා අපිට අනිත් අය ගැන සලකන්න වෙලාවක් නැහැ. Because we're filled our life with so many things, we have no time to consider others. That's the greatest enemy. That's a huge enemy that we have. Do you agree with me? You know, Jesus prayed for Peter. And here's the thing, how did Jesus know that Peter was going to deny him? How did Jesus know?
කොහොමද පේත්‍රස් දැනගත්තේ? දැන් පේත්‍රස් යේසුස් දැනගත්තේ පේත්‍රස් උන්වහන්සේව දන්නේ නැහැ කියන්න යනවා කියලා.
How did Jesus know? Okay, so even when he's a prophet, he did something. He took time to hear the Father. He took time to listen to God to say, Father, what are you telling me about the disciples? They are going to go through a hard time. But what are you telling me? උන්වහන්සේ වෙලාව ගත්තා පියාණන් කියන දේ අසන්න. පියාණනි, මොහුන් දැන් අමාරු කාලෙකින් යන්නේ. ඔබ මොනවාද කියන්නේ? And the father would have said he's going to deny you. So pray for him. And that's what Jesus did. Jesus said, I have prayed for you, Peter. He took the time to listen to what the father had to say. He not only heard what the father said, but he took responsibility. If you notice there. උන්වහන්සේ පියාණන් කියන දේ විතරක් ඇහුවේ නෑ. ඒත් පේත්‍රස් කෙරෙහි he took responsibility, වගකීමක් ගත්තා. To encourage him. And to give him guidance. Sometimes we can just pray for somebody and say, okay, I have prayed. But Jesus went beyond that to touch the life of Peter, to encourage him, to strengthen him. Yes, he fell. He goes back, restores Peter. Jesus could have said, well, I'm going to get crucified. I don't have time for this man.
Jesus wants to say, kelima kiyanne dibba mata me manusata me welawak naha mama me merenna yana welawae.
But Jesus had the time. Jesus had the time to come and restore Peter. Yesus wahanse welawa thibba Petrus wenawata godaganna because he cared for him. He loved him. When you love somebody, when you care for somebody, you will go all the way. Amen. Oba kenekta aadare nan, oba kenek gana salakana nan, oba digatama yanawa. Oba yana durak yai. Ekenawa ganna. You will not go if you don't care. You will not pray if you don't care. And that's a serious thing we need to ask ourselves. Do I care? Do I care to pray for somebody? Do I care to spend some time hearing God for someone else other than me, myself, my family? Beyond your family. Do I care? You know, we all say, Lord, I want to be like you. That's a huge prayer. That's a huge prayer. Okay? That's a huge prayer. අපි කියන ස්වාමීනි මට වහගෙ වෙන්න ඕනේ. එහෙනම් වෙලාව තියෙන්න ඕනේ. Then you need to have the time. Then you need to have the heart of Jesus in you to touch somebody else and not ignore them, not say I don't have time because my life is so busy. Then you know what? If your life is so busy, simplify it. Don't fill you, If you're filling your life with things, you need to also take things out of your life. Yeah. I had to balance so much of my life. Beginning with being a husband. To the father. To the pastor. To the national leader. To the missionary. To everything. And also I want to have some fun as well. But I also have to be there for people. I can be the pastor, but if I cannot be there for people, if I'm not praying for people, I might as well resign and step down. It's not only for pastor, it's for each one of us. For God so loved the world. So if the Father loved the world, shouldn't we? Because we are His children. But somewhere we have disengaged that. And we think that's God's job. But God has touched me to touch others as well. Devyan mahanse mawa ellu bawa mana swarsha kare tawa kenekwa swarsha karana. What's the greatest commandment? Love God. And then love your neighbor as yourself. Love God, love people. We love the love God part. But we find it difficult to love the people part as ourselves. But church, come on, let's be real. Let's be real. Because if we are his children, people need to see Jesus in us. Not just to preach, but also to touch and reach. You know, don't allow yourself to be trapped by self and lose out on God's design and freedom for you. When you are trapped in the selfishness, you're losing out what God wants for you. You're not free. But nidahasna oba aathmaathakaamiwa innokota. How many people who are selfish are miserable? They are miserable. They blame somebody, they are grumbling. They will use people to get what they want. They're miserable. They are not free. They have so much. But they're all about me. Oh, how beautiful I am. Am I talking nonsense? You know, God's been like bang, bang, bang at me on this. Because if we are to make a difference, if we are to be a difference, the church is not Sunday 10:30 to 12:30. The church is you out there. The church is where your office is. The church, Rita, is where you work. Right? The church, Dilanti, is where you are studying. The church is your shop. That's the church. That's what Jesus has wanted us to do. And here's the thing. If I think that God put me in this world, he created me, only for me to care about myself, my job, my family, what I can get, I have missed out the plan of God like crazy. I've not understood God's plan for me. I know it's, you know, and you know, this is not a judgmental message. Please don't think of that. God's talking to us as a church. Don't only want people to care about you, but you care about others. And God will raise people to care about you. See, I think Krishani last time drew the kingdom of God and the kingdom of me. Deva Rajya, Andhakara Rajya Tatare, Venasa Mukadda, Mamatvayat, Apagana. The kingdom of God is about us. At the Foursquare Convention, we heard about the us in Jesus. Amen. It's about us. That's the kingdom. Huh? Jesus. Right? Up again. You know, here's something. You know, like I said last morning, God, you know, was beginning to talk to me. And the Lord began to say, okay, if you earn money, do you also kind of think, okay, let me earn so much more so that I can bless sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so? Do we even think about that? God asked me that. Devyanwas mage hewa oba rakshawak karana oba rakshawa karannakata oba hitanoda mama overtime poddak karanno one sahodara meyata naththan sahodari meyata poddak udaw karanna api ema hitanoda? Or do we just think, okay, as much as I can get all my family, I have to do that? God wants us to go beyond that. God wants us to break the walls of self around us. He is there to work with us. Amen. Unwahanse inne appa samaga ede karagena yanna. But like Jesus, Jesus took time to pray for Peter. He took time to listen to what the Father said. And then he took responsibility to see it through. Today, start with that. In your time of prayer, obage yaaknya velave. You pray for yourself, but also say, Lord, give me a name. give me two names every day. Give me a name to pray for somebody. Thawa kenek wenwen yaaknya karanna. Mata namak denna swami. And God will remind you of a name. Oh yes, when you are willing to do that, God is going to partner with you. God's not just going to give you a name if you're not going to be bothered to pray, isn't it? But God will say, okay, here's a name. Then you start praying. Then you ask the Lord, Father, how are they? What are they going through? Swami, ekla munada muhuna denne me velave. Mata vachanayak denne eglanta Swami. Take time. And then God will give you a word. Then you, if it's appropriate, you share that word. Call them up. How are you doing? How are you doing? Are you okay? I have a word from the Lord for you. I have a scripture for you. Mata vachanayak thiyena obata. People, this is not only for the leaders, it's not for the pastors, it is for you and for me. Apa samadhinata my maker. And you see how God will begin to talk to you. When you put yourself, or when you make yourself available for another, God's gonna, you're gonna hear the voice of God. If you're saying, I don't have time, make time. Make time. Stop watching TV. Stop having a chat with a friend on the phone about who's wearing what. Make time to pray. Make time. You know, I was talking to somebody, you know, this week, and I was saying, and then I can say, oh gosh, I don't have time. And my first question was, tell me about your prayer time. I said, we don't have time. I said, well, that's the reason. You don't have time for God, your life is going to be a mess. And the devil is very crafty. He says, focus on that, because if that doesn't work, your life is going to be a mess. It's anyway going to be a mess. He says, oh, you know, you don't need to pray, don't worry, you can go on Sunday, pastor's message enough, or get pastor to pray for you, that's enough. you don't need to pray. But then what happens? You are in a storm. Oba ke kunato grahu vela inne. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, all your strength. First, that's our first love. Then love for each other as we love ourselves. Loving ourselves is all about making sure you're in the right place with God. And allowing that love to flow through you. Begin to pray for others, but then take responsibility for them. Eglong win-win, wagakima ganna. Because you know, at the end of the day, when your life is over, okay, when your life is over, there may be many that God brought across your path for you to touch. As he touched you. And if we did not take time to touch them, they have missed out. Because I didn't make that time. I was not available for them. I could not be bothered because I had to make sure I was okay. You know, Jesus will make sure you're okay when you make sure someone is okay. See, right now, Jesus is praying for us. He's doing that. He's praying for us. And he's saying, okay, now you pray for somebody else. See, being a disciple of Jesus is not just coming to church on Sunday. Yesus vahansage gole kiyanne, sabawata villa, ar issari iskole wage, hulugalla, innawa. Right, it's not to kind of put the tick saying present. Right, Celine, present. No, it's about you being him to someone else. How many of you are saying, wow, This is hard. But you know what? This is what God's been speaking to me. I'm looking at simplifying my life so that I can spend time and disciple people. It's not about, you know, running around and doing this, but helping somebody to follow Jesus. And not being full of myself. 2 Corinthians 2:15 says that we are the aroma of Christ. Dekha Corinthians deke pahalu ke na api Jesus wahansege suwanda kiyala. People love the smell of perfume. You need to be that perfume to people. Yes, we do have problems. We do go through hardship. But remember, that is not a reason why I cannot touch someone else. අපි ප්‍රශ්න තුලින් යනවා. අපිට බොහෝ ප්‍රශ්න තියෙනවා. ඒත් ඒක කාරණාවක් නෙවෙයි තව කෙනෙක්ව ස්පර්ශ නොකර ඉන්න. I need to make that time. I need to hear God. I need to take responsibility. When I do that, God will raise up people to pray for me. God will raise up people. We have time to grumble, complain, and point a finger. But we don't have time to pray for another. Let's make that time. Api e velawa, api thoragamu. You know, ask yourself, you know, really look at your life and say, what is my life about? What is my life about? What is my purpose? What is my purpose as a disciple of Jesus? Mage jeevithe aramuna mokadda Jesus wahansege gole katiyata? Do I carry the heart of the Father? Am I allowing the heart of Jesus to flow through me? You know, as I said, there are so many problems people are going through. But those problems are not eternal. But when you touch somebody, the friends that you touch, the people that you touch for eternity. You touch for eternity. ඔබ කෙනෙක්ව ස්පර්ශ කරාම ඔබ ස්පර්ශ කරන්නේ ඒගොල්ලන්ව සදාකාල ජීවනය කෙරෙහි. ඔබගේ ප්‍රශ්න තව අවුරුදු ගානකින් ඉවරයි. ඔබ එක් මෙහි කාලය ඉවර වෙනකොට ප්‍රශ්නෙත් මේක මෙහි ඉවරයි. None of you are going to take your problems to heaven. Praise God for that. But you will take those that you touch. You will take the souls that you touch. You will take those tears that you have wiped away from somebody. You will take those very people with you. When we touch an individual, that's for eternity. Because you're touching a soul. A soul is eternal. And I want you to choose to do that. I want you to choose to do that purposefully on a daily basis. Even ask God, God, give me someone that I can begin to disciple. Reproduce yourself in somebody so that Jesus is reproduced. I just close with Matthew 28, the Great Commission. Matthew 28, 19:20. And you know, you're going to hear me speaking a little more on discipling. Because I believe that, you know, if we are not making a change in somebody, and it begins with us, if we are not doing that, what's my life about? How many of you would say, my life is about going to work, coming back, going to work, coming back, getting stressed out, going to work, coming back, blaming my boss, going to work, coming back, cursing my husband, cursing my wife, cursing my dog, blaming my boss, going to work, coming back. In the tube, man, it's so hot now, you know, it's coming to summer, oh, getting into that bus, going to work, coming back.
Is that your life? If that's your life, go to Westminster, get on that Ferris wheel, and you'll say, here's my life, going round in circles. Your life is more than that. Amen. Your life is precious. Your life is valuable. Amen. And God's placed you, touched you, that you will be Him to people. Don't allow the devil to lie to you, saying, oh, me, poor me, nobody cares about me. Tell the devil, just shut up and get out. Just shut up and get out. Because I don't care if I have the problem, because I'm going to care about somebody else. And Jesus is caring about me. Amen. Jesus is caring about me. So I don't worry about that. Okay, where was I? Oh, yeah, Matthew. Sorry. Matthew 28. We all know this. Api meka dannwa. Matthew 28, 19 20. Therefore. Sorry. What does it say? This is Jesus' commission not only to the 12, but to every disciple in the world through the generations. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I will not go into that, but go, therefore. Go. Go. Don't expect people just to come to church. You go. Many of you are working. All of you are working. That's your go. That's where you are. That's where you can touch somebody. That's where you can, you know, like I said, you can smile. You can say, okay, Lord, I start praying for my boss right now, that one day I can be able to disciple him. I can pray for my peers. I can begin to disciple them when they begin to come to know Jesus. Reproduce yourself in somebody else. That's what the go therefore and make disciples means. As Jesus anointed them, as Jesus worked in them, they now had to go and work in the lives of others. Right? I want to leave this with you. Okay. I want to leave this with you. Are you going? Or are you saying, Jesus, look, I know you saved me. I know you have to answer all my prayer needs. I know you have to sort my children and my husband and my wife. I know you have to sort the dog out. But I really don't have time for anyone else. Or are you saying, Lord, I want to make time. I want to make time to be there for somebody. I want to make time to touch somebody. Because that's the kingdom of God. If not, we are not living in the kingdom of God. We can come here and saying, how great our God, and throw the chair up and do all that. But if I'm not making disciples, I'm not doing what Jesus wants me to do. මම තව කෙනෙක් ගෝලත්වයේ මාර්ගෙ ගෙනියන්න නැත්තම් මම ඇත්තටම දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ කැමැත්ත තුල නෙමෙයි ජීවත් වෙන්නේ මගේ කැමැත්ත තුල ආත්මార్థකාමී කැමැත්ත තුල in my I will be in my selfish way but you make that choice how many of us want to be blessed I just want to make sure that everyone wants to be blessed yeah then first bless somebody else Bless somebody else. Be there for somebody. Don't take this just, okay, I heard a good message today, that's it. I want you to take this. Take what has the Holy Spirit been talking to you? So, Dhatmyana Vahanse Monado Brakata Kare. Jesus wants us to make disciples. A disciple is someone who will follow Jesus. And I'm there to help someone else. As someone else took time to help me. I need to be there for someone else. And it begins with me.
මගෙන් තම පටන් ගන්නෙ. Because I had to have that, I had to make the choice, isn't it? ඒ තීරණය මම ගන්න ඕනේ. When I make that choice, you know, imagine if each one of us makes a disciple. Wow. Make 3 disciples. Pray for your friends. Not someone who's going to another church. Someone who doesn't know the love of Jesus. And touch them. Jesus will touch them through you. I believe many people don't come to know Christ because we, the church, don't have time for them. Because we are so involved in running around. Okay, so Perrin, you wanted to share something. I'll translate, yeah.
This is totally in line with like what Pastor was saying, but on Thursday, a friend of mine, she's younger to me, she's 22 years old.
Brahaspadinda mage alwek mata wadiya tarunai.
She was working. And she was working late. This is not an uncommon thing. She usually works till about 9 and then goes home.
රෑ වෙනකම් වැඩ කරනවා. ඒක යාගේ සුපුරුදු දේ. රෑ 9 වෙනකම් විතරයි වැඩ කරනවා.
And you know, like 9:30, it's dark. No matter what road you're on, it's dark. But she's quite used to walking down this road to go back home.
රෑ 9 වෙනකොට කරුවලයි. ඒත් එයාට පුරුදුයි ඒ කරුවලේ ඇවිදගෙන යන්න.
And on Thursday evening, she was walking and she could hear a car. Coming up, driving up.
Eda brahaspatin evidenokota yada vaahanayak ehuna langin enowa.
And she could hear like the car getting closer and closer to her. She could hear the car slowing down.
Eda ehuna car ekak heming enowa ege samipayata enowa.
Yeah, no one else on this road. Anyway.
Tawa kawuru thitiyena me paare.
They turned the window down, put the window down.
Eglang e car eke me shutter eke palihata dala.
And they started speaking to her.
Ayata katha karanna patan gatta.
And they were like, come, let's get in the car.
Kiwa enna car eka naginna.
And she looked at them and
ohun desa baluwa.
And she just thought, just keep walking.
Ayi thought okay man edinn one mama evidinn one.
This is, she's like a slim little girl, really little girl.
Yeah, sahena podi kettu podi.
And the driver, anyway, they kept doing this. And the driver said to the passenger, in this, all spoke the same language. And this girl understood what the driver said. The driver said to the passenger, she's little, she's fresh, just pick her up, let's put her in the car, let's go.
Driver, ohu gawa inne ekkenata kiwa, meya podi. මම අලුත් ඉතින් මම ඉක්මනට අපි ඇදගෙන කාර් එක ඇතුළට දාගෙන යමු කියලා.
Let's put her in the car. Quick. Let's just put her in the car. Let's go. 3 men in this car.
Right? මම මිනිස්සු 3 දෙනෙක් මේ කාර් එක ඇතුළේ හිටියේ.
So she had this. She understood this. She started walking faster.
And මේක ඇහුනහම තව එයා හයියෙන් ඇවිදින්න පටන් ගත්තා.
And then all of a sudden she didn't hear the car. So the car, they stopped the car. And then she heard the car door open and close.
ඒ දෙකපාරට ඊට පස්සේ කාර් එක ඇහුනේ කාර් එකේ දොර ඇරිලා වැහෙනවා ඇහුනා.
And she heard footsteps walking behind her.
At ehuna paada wala sadda e pitu pasin enowa.
And the man was coming up, one of the men in the car, and they were like, I just want to talk to you for a second, just slow down.
Mata wat ekata karanne poddak heming inne kiyala e minihayaata kiwwa.
Right, and as he was getting closer and closer, there was a woman across the road.
ඔහු ඇය වෙතට ලං වෙනකොට ඇය දැක්කා තව ගැහණු කෙනෙක් පාරේ අනිත් පැත්තේ.
And the woman saw what was going on.
ඒ ගැහණු එක්කෙනා දැක්කා මෙතන මොනවාද වෙන්නේ කියලා.
I think she was like an older lady and she said to my friend, she said, I've been looking for you. Where have you been?
අර ගැහණු එක්කෙනා මේ පෙරින් ගියාලුවට කිව්වා, "ආ වා මේ කොහෙද යන්නේ? මේ මං වා එනකම් මේ බලාගෙන හිටියේ කියලා."
So my friend stopped and looked at her and she said, "My daughter, I've been looking for you. Where have you been? Just I've been looking for you."
ඒ කිව්වා, "මගේ දුව එන්න මං වා මේ වාව හොය හොය හිටියේ කියලා."
Okay. Now when the man behind my friend saw this, he went, got back in the car.
අර මිනිහට මේක ඇහුනහම එයා කාර් එක නැගලා ඔහු ගියා.
Right? And anyway, this woman came over to my friend and she was like, "Are you okay? I saw what was going on." And this car went and parked around the corner. waiting for my friend.
මේ කාර් එක ගිහිලා ඊට පස්සේ ඉස්සරහින් ගිහින් නැවතුවා.
And so anyway, the lady took my friend into our house and waited there till the car went.
මේ ඒ මහලු ස්ත්‍රිය friend ගියාලුව එයාගේ ගෙදරට ගෙනහිල්ලා යව තියාගත්තා එතන.
And my friend said to me, like, I had dinner with her last night, and she said, Perrine, she said, in that moment when I heard that car door shut and I heard him walking towards me, she said, I just prepared myself for everything. She said, they could have raped me, they could have killed me. I just prepared myself. And she said, I thought to myself, Lydia, this is it. I just thought, this is it.
මගේ යාළුවා කිව්වා මට ඒ පාද ඇහුණාම මම හිතුවා මම ඉවරයි මම දූෂණය කරයි නැත්නම් මම මරයි උයි මම සූදානම් වුණා ඒ ඕන දෙයකට මුණ දෙන්න.
But anyway the woman that took her in was she was saved, praise God, he saved her.
දෙවියන් වහන්සේ ස්තුති වේවා අර මහලු ස්ත්‍රිය හින්දා මගේ ජීවිතය බේරුණා.
Really scary. But the thing is, the next day, so this was Friday evening, wasn't it? We were driving to the prayer cell. And I told Ammi about what happened to Lydia. Like, this girl, she comes to our house, she spends a lot of time with us. And I was telling Ammi what happened to her.
Mama, Ammi ta kiwa me gana, ayudasi kurada prayer meeting at yanawata.
And Ammi just went quiet.
Ammi nishabda una.
And I said, what's wrong? Like, don't you have anything to say?
Ayuwa nishabda una kiela.
And Ammi said, yesterday morning, so this is Ammi saying, yesterday morning I was praying for you.
Mama, ye udek me wata yaaknya karanawada.
So Ammi was praying for me for some guidance from God for something.
Norin perin wen yaaknya karaka innawada.
And apparently, slap bang in the middle of her prayer, Lydia popped into Ammi's head.
E yaaknyawa madhyehi deviyan wahanse Norinta Lydia ge nama matak kara.
Right? So then Ammi prayed for Lydia and then went back. That's right, you went back praying for me, back to praying for me.
It was the Norin Lydia when yaaknya karala it was nawatha perimin when yaaknya karana giya.
And then after her prayers again Ammi was praying and stuff, and then again Lydia came into Ammi's mind just out of the blue.
Ayet Lydia ge nama enna patan gatta.
Right, and Ammi went into some concentrated time of prayer for Lydia.
ඊට පස්සේ දීර්ඝ යාඥාවකට යෙදුණා නොරින් ලිඩියා වෙනුවෙන්.
This happened to Ammi on Thursday morning and it happened to Lydia on Thursday evening.
බ්‍රහස්පතින්දා උදේ තමයි ඒ යාඥා පළඹීම ආවේ. බ්‍රහස්පතින්දා හැන්දෑවේ තමා ලිඩියාට ඒ දේ මුහුණ දෙන්න සිදු වුණේ.
So the word that was spoken today is so true, because our prayers for somebody else could actually mean the difference between life and death.
අද දේශනාව අපිට ඒ වගේ තමයි අපගේ යාඥාව මරණයත් ජීවනයත් අතරේ තියෙන වෙනස වෙන්න පුළුවන් අපේ යාඥාව.
It could mean the difference between life and death, because I don't know what would have happened to that girl if that woman didn't come out when she came out. When I heard it, my body just went cold, because this little girl, they could have just taken her with her arm and chucked her in the car. But God didn't let that happen, and he raised up somebody to pray for Lydia.
That's right. He not only raised up someone to pray for Lydia, he also raised up someone to come out at the right time, to protect her, to take her into her house. That lady took the risk of being beaten up, but she reached out and she touched this girl.
Exactly. So keep in mind this message, because everyone, right? I mean, Lydia's not a Christian. And I told Lydia, and she looked at me and her eyes just got big and her eyes filled with tears. But this is the importance of taking time for other people.
And this may be Lydia's pathway to come to Jesus. Yes. Because she's heard, the Christians are praying for me, and God saved her life. Take time to touch someone else. disciple somebody for Jesus. What you learn, you share. You don't need to go to Bible school to be a disciple of Jesus. What you learn, what we teach, you share. What you hear God's telling you, you share. That's what you need. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Swamini. I want you to just take a minute or two and ask yourself, what did the Holy Spirit speak to me? ඔබ මිනිත්තුවක් දෙකක් ගන්න. මෙනෙහි කරලා බලන්න මොනවාද ශුද්ධාත්මයන් වහන්සේ ඔබට පෞද්ගලිකව කතා කරේ. What did he personally speak to you this morning? What did the Holy Spirit speak to you? Oh Lord. What did he speak to you? What are you going to do about it? මොනවාද ඔබ ඒ දේ ගැන කරන්න යන්නේ? You know, people may even be like Peter saying, oh, no, I'm okay. But you know God has spoken and God will touch them. It's your heart wanting to be the heart of Jesus. Wanting these hands and these feet to be the heart and feet of Jesus. That you take the gospel of peace. Shod your feet. Being ready to go. Being ready to take that step. To bring reconciliation between people and God. Hallelujah. Praise you God. Prasansaveva Swamini. And now I want you to pray. I want you to pray in where you struggle to do what the Holy Spirit wants you to do. He's going to help you. But I want you to pray right now. And say, Lord, let me not forget this. Jesus. ඔබ යාඥා කරන්න දැන් ස්වාමිනී මට මේක අමතක නොවි මම පොළඹවන්න today make a choice today simplify your life take things that are just consuming you oh god lord we want to touch people myself as well lord I'm not just preaching this but lord I want to pray for people I want to hear what god's saying for them I want to take time, Lord. I want to take responsibility. I want to take responsibility. Because that's a responsibility you are giving me to help someone. You could do it all alone, Lord, but you're saying, come, be partner with me. Hallelujah. Father God, this is not a judgment of God, but this is God saying, be me to people that we go therefore and make disciples wherever you are වෙන්න ඉන්න ස්ථානවල අන්නයව උන්වහන්සේගේ ගෝලයන් බවට පත් කිරීම ඔබ කෙනෙක්ව ස්පර්ශ කරන්න අතගසන්න යාට යේසුස් වහන්සේගේ අතගැසීම වෙන්න Father, this morning I pray, Holy Spirit, what you spoke to us, as I shared what we heard you saying to us, let it be established. Let it be grounded. Let it be manifested. Let it be fulfilled. Lord, break that selfishness in us. Surprise us, Lord. Surprise us, Lord. And Lord, give us names. Because we want to make disciples. Lord, someone took time to make me a disciple of Jesus. So Lord, I want to do the same thing. Lord, let me make time to meet people. Let me make time to spend time with those who don't even know you. But that's the only way they will come to know you. Oh Father, I just commit myself, our church, each one here, Father. This is our church. This is our family. Lord, that we will be disciples who make disciples. Who make an impact for eternity. That we will be a people, we will be a church that will be impacting eternity in the lives of the nations. People from different nations. That we go beyond myself, me and I, my family, my home. That we go, that Lord, that we, you give us the revelation of the us in Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh Jesus, that Lord, that we will not ignore. When someone calls us, we will not ignore. Lord, when someone texts us, we will not ignore. Oh Lord, where Jesus, when you speak to us, we will not ignore. But Lord, that we will say, yes, they've taken that time. That I will then take that time to touch someone else. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, God, we want to be a blessing. We want to be a blessing. We want to be a blessing, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.